Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. And that's what it sounded like outside the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington, D.C. last month. Bodyguards for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attacked protesters who were gathered there, injuring at least 11 people. Now, nearly a month later, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Peter Newsom announced charges against those suspects.
We had two arrests on the day of the incident. We have two U.S. citizens who were arrested yesterday morning. We have two Canadian citizens and 12 Turkish citizens. So the total number is 18. We currently have 14 outstanding warrants.
Now, 12 of those outstanding warrants are Turkish citizens who belong to Erdogan's security team, and they face arrest if they return to the United States. Meanwhile, the Turkish Foreign Ministry issued an angry reaction, calling the charges unacceptable and wrong, biased, and lacking in legal basis. Diane Nissenbaum is a national security reporter for The Wall Street Journal who spent time in Turkey.
From the video that we were able to see and from the cell phone video, there was an anti-Erdogan demonstration that marched to the Turkish ambassador's residence and gathered in a small park out there. And there were some Erdogan supporters who were also there that were sort of being kept apart by police and some secret service. And as President Erdogan looked on, the emotions got higher. The anti-Erdogan supporters had flags of the Kurdish separatist groups that are opposed to Erdogan's crackdown on the Kurds and are seeking autonomy. And the emotions got heated, and what we saw was members of President Erdogan's security team beating, kicking demonstrators in the park, beating them bloody, kicking them as the police tried to separate them. It went on for some time. It was quite brutal. Nine people were sent to the hospital. One police officer was injured. Two Secret Service members were injured. It was what the police chief called an unexpected clash, and it sent shockwaves through Washington.
It really was remarkable. Members of Erdogan's security team literally running down a hill into the melee and throwing punches.
Yeah, one of the most interesting videos that people focused on was President Erdogan in his car at the residence, sitting in his car, and one of the members of his security team leaning in and kind of telling him what was happening. And you see him talk to another member of the security team who then heads down the hill, and you see President Erdogan get out of the car and kind of watch what's happening. And you can't exactly see what's the trigger there, but soon after the member of the security team goes down the hill, you see the melee erupt on the other side, and you see President Erdogan watching it impassively and then turning and going into the residence. And it triggered some speculation that perhaps President Erdogan had ordered this, but the police chief was saying that there's no evidence at this point to suggest that he'd done so.
It was a remarkable scene in almost every way, Diane Nissenbaum, but there seemed to be a muted response at first from the Trump administration. Now we have these warrants out for several of Erdogan's agents, for a dozen of them. What do we make of that?
Well, there was a muted response at first. People may remember that when President Erdogan came to D.C. last time, there was a bit of a clash outside a think tank in Washington between some of his security team and some journalists. And so maybe they thought that they had free hand to be a little more aggressive this time around. But the response, especially from members of Congress from both parties, was quite strong, pushing for a response. The House of Representatives passed a unanimous resolution calling for a crackdown, and I think the images were so shocking that the administration felt like they had to take some response. And so they worked with the police department. I think the fact that Secret Service agents were also injured probably was a factor in this. And now they've issued these arrest warrants. Seven of the 12 members of Erdogan's security team are facing felony assault charges if they ever return to the U.S. And the police chief made it clear that if they return, they would be arrested. I think the most likely outcome here is that these guards will never return to the U.S. They won't be granted visas to come back and be part of the security detail, even if Turkey requests that they come back. The other impact I think that we could possibly see is there's a pending request with the administration from Turkey for a $1.2 million deal to give the Turkish security handguns and ammunition. And there's been some calls in Congress for that to be rejected. You may see that be one of the outcomes here. I don't think you'll see these guys return to face charges in court. That's just doesn't seem like it's going to be in the cards.
What about the overall relationship between the United States and Turkey? We've seen a president who praises Recep Erdogan, even at controversial times. We've seen tension behind the scenes with American supportive Kurdish groups that obviously Turkey very much disapproves of. Does this incident play into a broader story about the relationship?
It certainly does. I think that President Erdogan likes to use these kinds of things as pressure points with the U.S. to try and get something out of the Trump administration. In the grand scheme of things, this isn't a huge deal. The bigger problem for Turkey, as you mentioned, is the fact that the Trump administration approved plans to directly arm Kurdish fighters working in Syria with the U.S. military that are fighting against Islamic State. And Erdogan and Turkey view those fighters as an extension of the PKK, the Kurdish group in Turkey that is declared a terrorist group by the U.S. and Turkey. And President Erdogan actually didn't make a huge deal out of that. They wanted to get off on the right foot with the Trump administration and see if they could get things back on track after some pretty testy times with President Obama. So this incident will factor into that, and he is already using it as leverage. President Erdogan said soon after the charges were filed that he was going to fight it, and you know, why was he going to bring his bodyguards to Washington or America if they couldn't protect him?
Diane Nissenbaum, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Diane Nissenbaum is national security reporter for The Wall Street Journal.